Hey, what's up, guys? This is Arthur Anthony, the creator of the Life Cope podcast and the Life Cope app, which is out now for Android for your Android devices. Coming to you once again, doing my monthly podcast because, you know, it's been a while. Just been busy these past couple of months. So I've been trying to do at least one podcast a month, and just to let you guys know that I'm still here, and it'll start to pick back up pretty soon. Especially during the holidays, so I'll make sure to put out a couple episodes for you guys so that, for those of you that listen to this podcast. So, real quick, I'm not a licensed psychiatrist or therapist. I just give advice to those that can use it. It's free advice, I don't pay for it, so, and it's for everybody, soldiers, civilians, you know, for anybody that can use the advice. I just pick different topics a day, and for each episode, and I talk about them. So, a couple things have happened since the last episode. Thanksgiving came and passed, so happy belated Thanksgiving to everybody out there. Hopefully you guys got stuffed and had some great time with your family and friends, because that's what it's all about, you know. And if you invited somebody into your house to give them food because they didn't have family, good for you. Good job, guys. Christmas is coming, so, you know, it's another opportunity to provide for a less fortunate family or a person. If there's somebody that you know is not going to have somebody for the holidays, you know, it's nice to invite them over for Christmas, at least for some food, you know, so they can get some warm food and get that company and have somebody there and know that they are loved and wanted. But you don't have to. It's just a nice thing to do. So just want to go ahead and remind you guys. And Christmas is coming, so please go ahead and order your stuff ahead of time. Do not wait till last minute, guys. We're very bad at that. So please, for all the males out there, the fellas, please go out and buy your gifts early. For your wife and family, so that you're not scrambling on the last day. For those of you that went Black Friday shopping, crazy. I don't know how you guys do that, but hopefully you got some good stuff and you didn't get hurt or hurt somebody else in the process. All right, moving on to today's topic. Today we're talking about gossip. So gossip happens everywhere, but it's more frequent, you know, in the workplace because, I mean, in the workplace, what else do people have to do besides work, right? It's talk about other people that they don't like or whatever happened during the week, you know, that they've heard about, whoever's sleeping with who, whoever is getting fired, stuff like that, you know. It happens at every job, but it happens everywhere. It's not just, it happens for those of you in high school, definitely, if teenagers, happens there, happens in college, it happens everywhere. So today, just talking about ways that you can try to cope with gossip. And the gossip might not necessarily be about you, it might be about somebody else, but, you know, it's up to you to fight forest fires. So, that's my little Smokey the Bear plug, but not Smokey. That's not his name, but I call him Smokey the Bear. I've called that bear Smokey the Bear since I was little. I don't know why, so I still call him that. Anyway, so, I mean, gossip hurts, you know, not only the environment you're in, the school, like if you're in school or if you're in a work environment. It hurts the morale of that environment, you know? So the best thing to do with gossip is once it starts is to try to, for lack of a better way to say this, is just to try to nip it in the butt and just stop it there before it starts to grow and, you know, other people are starting to spread the rumor and stuff like that, or are starting to gossip about that person or about you, you know. But to stop it, it's It's not just you walking up to that person and saying, hey, I don't appreciate what you're doing. It's there's methods to do it that are non-confrontational necessarily, that you can do to handle such situations. So those are the situations that I'm going to talk about today. So first, you have to find the right way to approach the situation. You know, you can, like I said, you can't just walk up to somebody and confront them, you know, in a hostile manner and expect it to go the way you want it. Unless you're like, I don't know, a former football player, 6'5", a wrestler or whatever, and you know you can take that person. I can see that happening, but that's not the best method. So the first one, of course, it's if it's something that's affecting your job or how you're able to perform, and hopefully your boss is not involved in this gossip, is of course to go to your boss and talk to him or her about it, so that they could try to solve the situation and maybe get that person, whoever started, or get the office to stop talking about that topic, you know, in the office. And even in the same thing, if you're in school, you can go to your principal or teacher and talk about it. I know in schools it's not the most effective method, especially for teenagers, you know, when you want people to stop talking, stop gossiping and stuff like that. But, you know, there's other ways. You can try to turn that rumor around, you know, and especially if you know the situation, you can tell the truth about it and give the facts of what really happened, so that it can discredit that person that's starting to gossip or the rumor, you know. So, and if your boss is involved, or, you know, I mean, your teacher's not going to be involved, but if your boss is involved, for those of you that are experiencing this gossip at work, you can always go to your HR department, and then they can try to handle it there. But, of course, you have to be wary of that as well, because you have to make sure that you have proof and that you can definitely defend your side of what's going on, because a lot of times HR, they don't necessarily like to step in unless there's like definitive proof of that, of something negative going on in the office. So just make sure you get you cross your T's and dot your I's before you go in there. Man, that's an old saying, right? The second thing you do, especially if it's the gossip is about you, you know, make sure you don't show that person, or the people that are talking about you, that you're weak. You know, present yourself in a strong manner, and keep your head up. Keep, you know, present that positive posture whenever you're around those people, so that when they see you, they can see that rumor or that top or whatever word they're talking about is not affecting you. And if it's somebody else, you can tell them the same thing, to tell them to keep their head up and not let that what they're talking about affect them, because it's not necessarily true, you know. So in that way, it's not giving them power over you or that person that they're talking about. And of course, you know, if you, like I said, like another way to defeat it is to actually get the actual proof of what that situation actually was, which is the third option, and then discredit that gossip that's going around. And it'll stop right there, because then everybody will be like, oh, well, that person doesn't know what they're talking about. And then it discredits that person and it makes them look bad, you know? So, and so if it's something that's really affecting you, you want to go to that, go through that, go to that length to prove that whatever rumor is going around, that gossip is going around, is not actually true. You can also do that to and get the actual facts of what happened, and then turn that gossip around and let everybody know the truth, and then it will stop right there. But of course, another topic, another gossip topic is gonna pick up about somebody else. It always happens. But of course, those are the methods you can use to stop gossip and not let it affect you or people that you care about. So I don't know if I'll be able to do another episode before Christmas. So if I don't do another episode by Christmas, just want to wish you guys Merry Christmas. And again, don't forget to try to help those less fortunate. And if you can, invite, a family over to Christmas with you. I mean, not the morning, not when the kids are opening their presents and stuff, but like, in the evening time when you have the food cooked and stuff, be sure to, like, if you can, invite a family over so that a family or a person, a single person, over to the house so that they can share some of that delicious food with you and have that company. So, I actually got some good news. I might actually be featured in the newspaper coming up soon, so that's pretty big. Because especially since I haven't done an episode, I'm not as frequent on doing this podcast as I used to be. But somebody, I guess, listened or saw this podcast, and they actually want to do an interview with me. So that's pretty cool. And hopefully I can keep you guys updated on the next episode. So if you'd like us to mention your program or, give you a little shout out on the, or us or me, give you a little shout out on this podcast, you can write to LifeCope at BAM3@LifeCopeApp.com. Again, it's BAM, BAM3@LifeCopeApp.com. And you can find us on Facebook and Instagram or even Twitter, and send us a message on there, and we'll be sure to get back to you. So, once again, thank you guys for still listening and staying with me through this this journey. It's been, when did I start? So July, August, September, October, November, December. 5 months, guys. 5 months. Doing this for 5 months now. I know that's not a real feat, but when I started this, I didn't think I'd be doing it for this long, and I'm still in it. I'm not going to quit as long as you guys don't quit on me. As always, thank you guys for listening, and hope you guys stay well and stay safe.